On part two tonight, it's more Russian music, but this time Russian vocal music. During the Soviet era, there were many extraordinary singers and players who had very limited careers, if any, outside the Soviet Union. They were kept home, sometimes allowed to travel to other Soviet satellite countries behind the Iron Curtain, but rarely to the West. One of these is the Armenian mezzo-soprano, Zara Doluhanova. She was a legendary singer in the mid-20th century, particularly of Russian art song. Tonight, you and I are going to get a taste of what we missed. That is, unless you lived in the Soviet Union in those years or have collected her old Melodia recordings. Just listen. This is Zara Doluhanova in the late 1950s singing Arsace's Cavatina from Rossini's opera Semiramide. And that was the incredible voice of the Russian mezzo-soprano Zara Doluhanova singing Arsace's Cavatina from Semiramide by Rossini. An incredible voice, great coloratura qualities, as you could hear, great range for a mezzo. Just incredible. And tonight we're going to learn more about Zara Doluhanova. Joining me from our CBC Edmonton studios is Alexander Tumanov. He's a musician, writer, and professor emeritus in Russian studies at the University of Alberta. Good evening, Mr. Tumanov.
Good evening.
And I must thank you for just introducing me to this voice. I've never heard this voice before. Who is Zara Doluhanova?
Zara Doluhanova is a Russian-Armenian singer who started her career early in the end of the 1930s. In 1933, she entered the Gnesin School. She studied there violin, and she was very successful in that. But 1 year later, she found her true call, and it was singing.
Now, she was of Armenian background.
That's right. And she, at quite a young age, got married to a famous Armenian composer, Doluhanyan, hence her last name, Doluhanova. And they moved to Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. In Yerevan, she started working in the Armenian State Opera House. And she understood at that time that she wants to be a concert singer. And in 1944, in the end of the war, the family came back to Moscow, and then she started working at the Moscow Philharmonia. And this was the place she worked all her life. She got several prizes during her lifetime. She was a recipient of the Stalin Prize.
Now, where did she learn to become such a coloratura? Because at her time, the mezzo-sopranos weren't coloratura singers,
yes,
were they?
I think that Zara had a very agile voice by nature. She started working on that. And those solitary hours when she was practicing, she developed it. She practices every day for 3-4 hours. And every day at the practice time, Doluhanova would lock herself in her studio, and the family, including the young son, who was a little boy at that time, knew that under no circumstances, probably except fire, nobody should disturb her work. Of course, she didn't sing for 4 hours, but it was just learning the scores,
yes.
It was going deep into the music and the text and so on.
Let's hear a couple of examples of the songs. I think we're going to begin with Rachmaninoff, is that right?
Yes. She was a profound interpreter of a great variety of musical styles. And there was a wide range of colors, emotions, and ideas. And she was able to penetrate into a psychological state of the characters that inhabit the world of song. This song, called The Answer, is a dialogue. "What is it we should do to glide over the waves?" asked the man. "Row," was the answer. "What is it we should do in order to forget the world's sorrows?" "Sleep," was the answer. And finally, "What is it we should do to attract beautiful women?" asked the man. "Love," was the answer.
Как в летучих челнах нам белою чайкой скользить на волнах, чтоб нас сторожа не догнали. Гребите, они отвечали, спросили они, как забыть навсегда. Гроза и печали. Засните, они отвечали, спросили они, как красавиц привлечь без чары, чтоб сами настроить.
Mezzo-soprano Zara Doluhanova singing Rachmaninoff's The Answer. That was Zara Doluhanova with pianist Berta Kozel. Alexander Tumanov, what is it about Russian singers? What is it in their training that makes them tell such beautiful stories?
Two factors. One is a very close attention to the principle of legato and cantilena, and second, it's a very close attention to the text. And when the artist is able to penetrate the text, then the emotions and the ideas are fusing in the great performance. That's why she left the opera, because she wanted to go to this refinement of the vocal chamber music making. In Russian, the equivalent of the leader singer would be called the vocal chamber music singer.
Uh-huh.
So it's making the chamber music along with the piano. They are equal partners, and Zara was definitely one of the best examples of this tradition.
Now, Mr. Tumanov, tell me why we don't know her better in the West.
Like many Soviet artists, great stars and humble people like myself, Daluhanova was caged inside the country. It was, of course, the time of the Iron Curtain. Zara would be ordered to give a few concerts and sent here and there, but she was never allowed to initiate the artistic tour. There were some occasional KGB-supervised trips abroad. If after an artistic tour, invitation from an impresario or an agent coming from the West, the authorities of the Ministry of Culture, but if they, by some reason, did not want her to go abroad, they would simply say that Daluhanova had a flu and could not come. The flu was a standard affliction of the Soviet artists when it came to